101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meach. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. Tobacco law, denied VA benefits or Social Security disability, hurt on the job or in an auto accident. Tobacco law fights for people who deserve better. Veterans, benefits, Social Security, personal injury, or workers' comp. We don't stop fighting until you get what you are owed, and you don't pay unless we win. Get Tobacco for the payback. TobaccoAttorneys.com.
Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Let us know your thoughts about Milwaukee businesses or businesses in general. You know, your cousin business. You know, how do you feel?
You know, there's nothing more I take pride in than being able to shop in the inner city of Milwaukee. Last summer, it wasn't even intentional, but I wish it would have been. I wasn't living here, and I came back home to visit, and I was staying at my homegirl house, which was on the east side, like closer to River West. I was like, yo, we should just spend a day just walking around Bronzeville. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just like going to eat, going shopping, doing this, doing that. Not driving, but like walking, Ubering. And it was the bomb. Like, I'm talking an amazing feeling. You can go here and go eat. You can go here and go shop. You can go to the museum. You know, there, Bayview, it's the same thing in Bayview, Third Ward. Like, there's just so many. I love to see the influx of businesses that we have in the city and how it's consistently building up. What I would love to see more of is diverse. I feel like we have enough restaurants. We have enough lounges. We have enough estheticians, and you know, like, it's, I would like to see things.
I would like to see more street vendors
and more clothing boutiques.
Like, just, you know, like you go out of town, you know, that like outdoor markets, you're able to, you know, buy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like random stuff. Like anybody able to set up a booth. I think having areas like that
will
kind of infuse the community a little bit more rather than just waiting on a festival or waiting for a holiday to be able to offer, you know, like them type of things, you know what I mean? Or just a special event to have vendors there. Like, I think it should be an area to where we knowing like vendors be at, you know what I mean? You able to take, I'm able to, you know, build my daughter or sons up through a business as a vendor, you know what I mean?
Or something like that. And to be honest, after the pandemic, the brick and mortar didn't really like exist like that, and it's really kind of not safe, you know, because anything can happen. So to your point, having pop-ups with multiple vendors, like, I think that's more realistic and more modern versus just people who start in businesses and automatically think they have to go find a retail space.
Yeah,
you know, there should be opportunity to where you know that this particular business, and they may be a home-based business, but they have whatever it is, the supply they have is something you need. But you know, on this date, at this time, almost like the farmer's market, they're going to be there selling whatever it is that they need to sell.
I mean, something like that, like to give it a feel of the farmer's market, to where, like, I see a vendor or two while I'm riding, and it just be like, you know, if there was more, I would have stopped.
Yeah.
Instead of just that one. Yep. It was more, you know, 4 or 5, maybe 10, you could stop and check them out.
Yeah.
You know, or it just even where somebody could just like, you know, if you, it's one rummage sale, if it was a block full of rummages, you'd probably be like, oh, okay, let me stop and see what they got. You know what I mean?
So what is something we don't have business-wise in Milwaukee that you would like to see us? I mean, outside, but I mean like a specific type of business or a specific
type of business?
That we don't have enough of.
I think it's just maybe so far, you know, I mean, maybe not in Milwaukee. Yeah. It's probably in the metropolitan area, but it's not in Milwaukee. But I just feel like we need more of just a well-rounded option instead of like, you know, the mall style stores.
Or fashion.
Yeah, yes. Mall style stores or even like the Third Street Market is kind of a perfect example of what I'm talking about, but just more outdoorsy feel. I seen this idea where it was just like a food truck park.
Yeah, like how they have on South Fifth Street.
Yeah.
That's fire. And that they have that at the Cooperage too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's dope. Yeah, that's so super dope.
I think we should have more of those.
Shout out to the chat. And shout out to Anita. She said, you have to bring a corporate mindset when running a business. Absolutely. And that's the thing. A lot of people who are starting businesses, so again, I have grace because I understand that, you know, they could be doing something else. It's just the fact that it takes a lot to even start a business and try to learn how to, especially when you are not business savvy and don't come from it.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue isn't starting the business. The issue is, to your point, Anita, having that corporate mind frame, professional development, personality tests, you know, figuring out how to properly lead and who's great at this and who's great at that, learning how to delegate, learning how to properly do accounting, learning how to market and brand, you know, like having these people in these positions is the only way you're going to have a successful business. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I mean, but at the same time, we got to know our people. We got to know we at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
When it come to school.
Yeah. That part.
The resources that we're putting out here,
mm-hmm.
we not even receiving them back.
Through whatever. That part.
Channel we giving it to. You know what I mean? So, I mean, whether it's through your district, through the government,
yeah,
through the state, it's like we're putting so much out as a community,
yes.
that we still don't get or receive enough back to even kind of like flourish these ideas.
One thing I will say is, I think what separates Milwaukee from other cities and states when it comes to being able to own a business is the accessibility of the elected officials in the seat. Like, you literally can, not all of them, but majority of them, you literally can contact them and have them assist you with opening up your business where there's not a lot of red tape, unless you're in certain parts of the city. But for the most part, it's one call away. You're able to sit down and have the conversation, and they can tell you whether or not they feel like it's going to be successful mm-hmm. in their district because they know their constituents.
Yeah. Then it's like, you know, we see all the businesses closing down, you know, all the big name companies.
Yeah.
Like, do that make it more difficult for you
to open up your business?
To open up a business on that side of town, or say if we want to open up a grocery store, like, would they even allow that? Like, how much of that process we got to go through based on pick and save, removing four of them?
Yeah.
Now we got to have even more validation that we're going to keep ours yeah. here. And so, y'all just let them remove theirs.
To that point, right? You just sparked something in my brain. To that point, all of these pharmaceutical companies closing, Walgreens then closing, all of the inner cities. Not all of them, but majority of them. Even Dr. Carter's, rest mm-hmm. his soul, his store that has been a pillar in the community for so many years is gone. When you go inside of a CVS or Walgreens, I'm going to keep it funky. Majority, and I used to be a pharmacy tech, majority of the pharmacy techs are Black women.
Yes.
Why are we not opening up our own pharmacies?
I mean, because you have to open up your own drug company.
Why aren't we doing it? Dr. Carter did it.
I mean, to Black folks or to our community, it just kind of, you know, we kind of with the quick buck. We kind of take too long to get whatever we got to get to do that. That's just in my mind. That's how I'm thinking. Like, it take too long.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Does it take longer to work collectively to do it? No, because you're right. Is you have to go to school to be pharmacists, right? So, and this is the play that I'm setting up in my head, right? If you, what takes longer? To work a job and then team up with other people in that arena to open up your, and this is just an example, the pharmacy store, to open up your own pharmacy store, or to work your entire life as a pharmacy tech at Walgreens waiting on Social Security and your pension and retiring from there. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Why not utilize that to, if you see that there is a demand and you're already in position? That's what I'm saying. And that's across the board in any arena. If you're already in position, if I am a pharmacy technician, again, this is an example, but it's facts as well. If I am a pharmacy technician and I've been on my job for more than 2 to 3 years, I'm around a pharmacist, so I know what it takes to become one. Not only that, I have my peers that I'm cool with, right? Somebody should be going to school to be a pharmacist. Somebody should be going to school for real estate development. Somebody should be going to school for business management. Somebody should be going to school or investing, learning how to invest or stocks and bonds. And you pull it together, and that's how you're able to defeat, because you have the money. The only thing that really stops us is not the education. It's the money. We don't never really have the funding, like our own funding, to open up companies like this. We always have to go outside and find an investor that does not come from where we come from. So if you're, again, to the point, if you're in position already and you see that there is a demand in your community, act on it. Build towards that. You know how many people that's a pharmacy technician, if they had all of this planned out, by the time all these Walgreens closed and Dr. Carter's closed, they could have got those buildings and started their own.
Yeah, I mean, we've been knowing they was closing for a minute. To where it's like, you know, all these complaints or people mad in our community about them closing or this and that. How are we supposed to get food or this and that?
Yes.
So ain't nobody go to the farm and start their own little,
come on now,
their little grocery store. Ain't nobody really figure out, okay, how do we get drugs or how did we do the insurance thing from the pharmacy? Ain't nobody really doing the research. They just want to complain. Which is cool.
On top of that,
I complain too if I was.
There's multiple contracts, transportation contracts in the city of Milwaukee for people to transport pharmaceutical, you know, items to and from the hospitals, to the stores, so on and so on. So again, it's just a hypothetical analogy. However, it does apply, because when you are throughout the entire city of Milwaukee, you see this. So to that point, again, anyone who's already a business owner or wants to become one, look at the demand. There's such a huge demand in Milwaukee. And if you're constantly open up, I want to be a lash tech, I want to be a beautician, I want to be a bar. We got enough. Listen, when I got back here, I gained like 20 pounds. Because it's so many restaurants. I don't need no more food. We need other options.
Like what, a fitness?
More fitness centers.
Like a little fitness centers. Like a fitness outreach thing. For people that's coming from out of town, that's moving here.
Don't fall for the gym, right? Where's the gyms? We most definitely need more businesses as it pertains to fashion, right? Like, and shout out to Chrissy. She used to own... I think it was called Rose, the boutique, and it was so fly. And I was like, I wish we could have more of this. So again, when you're starting a business here, think about the demand. That's going to also help you get funding statewide, countywide, citywide, and then put your people through professional development. Because I'm telling you, if I walk in your business as a customer, I don't care if I know you, if you black, if your customer service is off. The reason why I go to Culver's, I don't even like fast food. But if I want some ice cream, I go to Culver's because they so nice. And Chick-fil-A. They customer service is tight. They get you in and out. I don't like waiting.
I mean, it's mostly youth.
It is.
Which is crazy.
It is. But it's they're so kind. They are very, very kind people. I will spend my money any given day in an establishment where I feel like I'm having a great experience, right? Do not touch that dial. We got to go to break to pay some bills. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live in Zyrek, 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live in Zyrek. We are talking businesses, preferably Milwaukee businesses, black and brown businesses, professional development, demand and supply, all of the above. Shout out to the chat. Shout out to Anita Nicole. We got Anita on the line. Are you there?
Hello. How you all doing today?
We doing good. Thank you so much for calling in. We always see you on the chat, but it's good to hear your voice.
Yeah. So you kind of in my wheelhouse of discussion today. So I figured I would call in on the topic. So I appreciate you all with this topic.
Absolutely.
So when it comes to, you know, businesses, I always tell people it's two type of businesses and it's two types of pursuing whatever it is that you want to pursue. And I always say it's the corporate mindset or the hustle mindset. The hustle mindset is to make a quick dollar, hurry up and do it, you know, try to have some longevity rolling the dice. But if you have a corporate mindset, you're going, you know, you will lay out the strategic plan and try to figure out longevity in terms of where do you want to go, where do you want to be. And I always say, just in my own experience, it was what was important for me is to always have a seat at the table and to shadow everybody and anything in a corporation. Learn all the cracks and crevices. Be a fly on the wall. And, you know, those that know me, they know that I'm usually the only Black woman in the room, the only Black person in the room. I really don't really talk about what I do too much because I like to always keep my seat at the table, bring the information back to the community so we can build and grow. I don't hang my hat on, oh, you know, when I ran a business, I already have another business. I don't say, you know, I'm a Black on this or I'm a Black on that. Like you all were talking about, Meech, like you said, that's just a given. So you have to present yourself in a diversified format because when you go out saying, I'm Black this, I'm Black that, then you put yourself in a box. Then you can't think bigger than just being in this box. And I know it sounds crazy how I'm putting it, but I'm trying to just say it in the most shortest format possible for the sake of time. But what I would encourage people to do is to learn how to follow first. Find that person. Someone approached me one day. They said, I want a raise. I said, did you ask for a raise or did you ask to learn more? Because sometimes you need to ask to learn more before you ask for the raise, and then the raise is a given.
Come on now.
You grind it out and say, I want to learn more. Teach me how to do this. I want to know the company from the bottom to the top. And you really get into the intricate weeds of a business, then you can take that information, you can get your raise, and then on the side, you can start working on your own business, but always keep a seat at the table, always have a mentor, always try to learn. If you look at the restaurant industry when it comes to chains of restaurants, what you're going to find is that a lot of people who branch out and have a franchise are people that worked at the restaurant, worked at McDonald's, learned it all the way from mopping the floors all the way up to management position, and now they own a franchise.
Absolutely.
So it's a long game and a short game. You just got to figure out what your passion is and are you going to grind it out in the trenches. So with that, I'm going to cut myself off, but you all have a beautiful day. I appreciate you all.
Thank you so much, Anita. Thank you so much for saying that. And to just to kind of double back off of what she said, right? The importance of that is I've worked in both corporate and as an entrepreneur. And working in corporate, subconsciously, we're always, like, we don't understand. We're always building someone else's company. We're always, like she said, starting from the bottom to the top. And it's a given. It's natural because you want to move up. You want to move up in promotion-wise for income, financial reasons, but also titles, and just because you want to be successful, right? Why can't we do that when it comes to our businesses? Again, not just calling yourself a Black-owned business, but why can't we want to do that for our people in our own businesses as well? It makes sense. I don't want to spend my whole life, or I didn't want to spend my whole life building up someone else's brand, someone else's business, right? That I can't leave my family. I can't leave my children someone else's brand. I can't leave my children someone else's money or business. So whatever, what you need to do is, if you are in corporate and you want to be an entrepreneurship, I'm an entrepreneur, what you should do is utilize that opportunity as a way to gain those skills. You take those skills and then you apply those skills to your own business. That's how you win. It's free game. Whatever training they have. Every time when I worked for the corporate office of the COSA president, I worked for waste management for the city of Milwaukee, whatever training and certificates they offered, I want it. Teach me everything because I know that this is going to be beneficial when I part ways and start my own business. And then that what that does is it excludes you having to pay out of pocket for certain things because now you're already in the position to be certified in what it is that you do. So finesse their system and make it work for you. You know, don't spend so many years working and working and building someone else's business up And then by the time you look up to start your own business, you ain't got nothing. It's too late.
I mean, that's what black people do anyway.
That's a fact. So, talking about black-owned businesses and entrepreneurship, I am excited. We have another special guest in the building, Edwin Lee, who is actually one of my students at Dr. Howard Fuller Collegiate Academy. I will let him introduce himself, but just know that this is a highly intelligent and talented young man who has such an amazing head on his shoulders, and he is a music producer, but he's also a young entrepreneur. He's an engineer as well. He takes time to sit there and learn the business so that he can be successful. What's up, Ed?
What's up? Thank you for having me, Ms. Jazz. This is a crazy, crazy opportunity. I never, ever thought that I would be doing this.
It's so dope. Scoot up to the mic just a little bit. It's okay.
I'm not going to lie. I never, ever thought that I would be doing this. This is like crazy to me.
It's like, it's when I was your age, we used to listen to Doc Love on V100. And I remember he came to my middle school and we used to think he was famous. To your point, it was like a big deal. So that warms my heart that you are, excited. I've seen you every day, majority of the time during the school year, but it still warms my heart to see that you're excited to join us today. So
yeah, I don't get to like do stuff like this. I'm normally in the house, and when I do get out the house, I'm out with my friends or we going to the mall.
Yeah.
Like, we just get food, look around for the next thing we want to buy next time we go up there and leave.
Yes.
Like, I don't get to do stuff like this, and this is shocking to me. Like, I never thought that I would be here.
And well, you here.
I never thought that I would be here, and I give thanks to God for giving me the opportunity to be here.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we are talking businesses, and before we go into some of the things that I teach you all when it comes to music and just the business and entrepreneurship, I want you to tell the listeners who you are, your age, your grade, what it is that you do, and how you got to where you are.
Okay. So my name is Edwin, and my artist name is May, but it's spelled M2YE. I got that name because I'm born in May, on May 2nd.
Okay.
Second day of May.
So how old are you?
I'm 16.
16.
I just turned 16 last month.
So you're going into your junior year?
Yep.
Okay.
And I had got into making music from a class mix-up on my first year of school, freshman year. Got into making music from a class mix-up. On the first day of school,
A class mix-up? So you wasn't even supposed to be in that class?
Not at all. Not at all. On the first day of school, freshman year, I had two classes. I had two of the same classes back to back. So I had went to that class the first time, and then the bell rang, but I had the class right after that. So I just sat in there, and then she did attendance again. She said, "You're not supposed to be in here." So I just, she said, "You gotta go." So I'm like, "Okay." And then a teacher had got me. She said, "You're not supposed to be in that class." I said, "No." She just told me to get out. So she said, "Come with me." So we walking around the halls collecting students, and she like, "Y'all want to go to the studio?" I'm like, sure. So we meet the studio teacher. It looked nice in there. And he's showing us stuff that we could do in there. And I'm like, wow, this
is nice. Before that, were you doing music?
Not at all. I was just listening to music. I never thought that I'd be doing this. And I got into this from a class mix-up.
Yeah.
That's how you know that was God.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what is So what do you do, first and foremost, before we go into the business aspect of it?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you do in the studio?
I'm a producer and engineer. I make my beats from scratch. I really don't sample like that. And I also record myself, and I record others, too.
Absolutely. Yep, and fire. So mm-hmm. Do y'all know who this is? So who is that?
Meech.
Absolutely. Right. So, Meech.
I'm fire. Listening.
I mean, fire, right? What is your experience so far as a producer and engineer when it comes to the business side of things?
Like,
what's something we've done at Notes for Notes, some people we brought and some things that has happened.
So the first big thing that happened for me was when Cuckoo Kyle had went up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm showing off beats. And I'm making these beats for another student. I'm making these beats for Darius.
Yeah.
He could get on them.
Yeah.
This is my partner in crime when it comes down to music. I'm making these beats for him. And I'm like, this beat tough. I'm going to show it to Kyle anyway.
Yeah.
I show it to him to let him know what I can do. And at the end, we take a picture, and then we walk out. And then I'm in my class. I get pulled out of class.
Uh-huh.
And he said, Kyle on one of your beats, man. It's gonna be big, man. Kyle on one of your beats.
Look, like, we in the hallway. He said, man, Mike, we on.
Basically.
Oh, man. Like, I'm talking amazing. Listen, we got special guests in the building. Edwin Lee, a.k.a. May, and Baby Debo. Darius Ashford is in the building. Students at Howard Fuller Collegiate Academy. Stay tuned. Do not touch that dial. We will be right back. 101.7 The Truth. Purchase your track today. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meach. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. Meach,
what's the word?
We got some. We was talking business, some business. We got some young entrepreneurs in the building. You guys met Edwin Lee, a.k.a. May. We got Darius Ashford, a.k.a. Baby Debo in the building, too.
I like that name.
I do, too. Yeah.
I like that name.
What's up, Darius?
What's up?
It's so crazy because Darius is so silent, right? But when he played the song in the studio, I was like, this can't, yeah, right. Ain't no way this is the same person.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Walk us through the process of how you started, Darius, and how you ended up linking up with Ed.
Well, I started doing music actually because of it. Seeing him go to the studio every day after school, it kind of motivated me and wanted me to kind of see if I could do the same thing he was doing.
Yeah.
And it just went from there.
So do you think that, well, first and foremost, that's dope, that because that means that your friend inspired you.
And then right? All that happened on the accident, right?
And it all happened on an accident, on a mix-up, right?
Yeah.
And he, wait till you hear it, you will see what I mean. Like, they are so talented. So prior to that, you didn't do music?
No, ma'am.
No, you had no interest in it?
No, ma'am.
See? Man, and he's so good. What is it that you love the most about doing music?
Being able to express myself, being able to really show how I'm feeling through my music and not really through, because I'm not really a social person, so it's kind of hard for me to explain my emotions or show my emotions to people, so I do it through my music.
How important is that, do you think, for your age, your generation?
I think it's very important, especially the way with our generation is going now. Like, I think it's really important.
Absolutely, absolutely. Meet.
I was gonna say, where do y'all think the generation is going?
With all the violence, I think it's heading in a bad direction. But also, there's some people in our generation who actually found light in our generation, who found the good aspects of our generation, mm-hmm. and was able to make a better lives for themselves doing that.
So do y'all feel programs like this can help bring light to the generation?
Yes, 100%.
Definitely.
Absolutely. So look, this is what I want to do in a real time, real moment. I want to pour into both of y'all, and not just because I know y'all, but I was listening to what you both said, and I want you to know that I heard you when you said that you're not a social person, but you speak. When I say you speak well, it's not proper, right? Like how some would say, oh, you talk good to be a young black. No, you speak well, meaning confident.
Mm-hmm.
Both of y'all do. Don't ever be afraid to express yourself, because the way that you guys are sitting here across from us today, this is practice, but it also shows, A, your upbringing, the people that you're around, your friends, your peers, and how you guys influence each other. So never be afraid, you know. Your story is your story, and your story may inspire somebody else. So whenever you go somewhere, you sit down, keep doing it, man, for real.
Yeah, and I think y'all showing what the light you talking about.
Yes.
Like when you say that, it kind of resonates. It should resonate with our listeners and the rest of y'all peers in y'all generation that you write.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to play Pape, but I want y'all to walk us to introduce it. And then when we come back from listening to it, you know, we're going to have y'all walk us through the process of how it was made and what your process is. So introduce Pape.
Well, when you say introduce, what do you mean?
So when you introduce it, you say your name, the name of the song, and the producer.
Oh, well, the name of the song is Pape and the producer is May, aka Ed.
And whose song is it?
It's mine, Debo.
Let's go. That's right. Let's go.
Come on, man.
Four deep in black trucks like the president. I bought this rally from an angel, my watch heavy sent. Get rich or die try like I'm 50 Cent. Black van, roll up, I'm with many men. I'm the type of I don't like to argue. Bae, I'm a manipulator, I ain't mean to start you. Baby girl, you know I'm still young, I broke a heart or two. Bae, this love will get you drunk, something like Bacardi do. I won't be protected, baby, I won't micromanage. Me, money's paid, baby, that's a disadvantage. They try to knock me down on my back, but I'm still standing. These diamonds on my neck, they keep holding me for ransom. It's just me and E and the SRT, switching lines, track I'll be the G. You ain't catching me, see me on the E-way, you know I'm speeding. Ayy, go against the grain, it's like committing treason. Like a meeting, it's just me and E and the SRT switching lanes. Track I'll be the G. You ain't catching me, see me on the E-way, you know I'm speeding. Ayy, go against the grain, it's like committing treason. Suited like a meeting, trying to run it up and buy a Cully truck. I'm booting up. You see me with this rice, you gon' know what's up. You place me in that top 10, you know I'm one. Boy, I got my education, so I can't be done. I cannot miss this up. CAVA, you know I'm smashing hard in my own lane. You gon' have some consequences if you try to touch my chain. Right hook, then the left, tourist jaw, out of frame. Circle X squad, got the cheat codes to the game. I'm starting up a business, I'm getting to these binges. You keep me out your mentions, and we won't have no issue. Crying cause I took his J, do you need a tissue? Feeling like I'm Trump, I'm dropping hits just like a missile. It's just me and E and the SRT, switching lanes, track I'll be the G. You ain't catching me, see me on the E-way, you know I'm speeding. Ayy, go against the grain, it's like committing treason. Suited like a meeting, it's just me and E. SRT, switching lanes, track I'll be the G. You ain't catching me, see me on the E-way, you know I'm speeding. Ayy, go against the grain, it's like committing treason. Suited like
let's
a
go! 101.7 The Truth. That's Pape by Baby Debo, produced by May. Man, listen, I'm not gonna lie.
That's what the generation like right now. I mean, hey, look, I know exactly what's going on.
Fire. How old are you, Darius? 17. All right, check this, right? You have someone who just turned 16, someone who just turned 17, and they both have mentioned what this process has done for them.
Mm-hmm.
They could be doing a million other things, but instead they in the studio.
They could be doing exactly what y'all don't want them to do.
Come
on
now.
That's what I say. I mean, I would keep it real. They could be doing exactly what you don't want them
to do. That's right. So, Meech, as a legend in this city, especially working in working with young artists and discovering young artists, what is your take on what you just heard?
I mean, I know what's going on. I mean, it's fire. It's fire. I mean, yeah. Especially for their generation, it's exactly what they listen to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not in the context. It's in the feel of it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's the way it feels for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, somebody older than us might not even
care
for it, but they got to know, like, it was artists that, you know, that we liked
that
was giving off the same the same vibe, the same vibration.
Absolutely.
And we didn't know their background, how they came up as kids. These young boys is telling you exactly what they thinking and how this changing, like where they could be. You know, the light that's in their generation, where it could be versus, like, what this program or being in this situation has done for them. Like,
absolutely.
Coming, like, off an accident, though.
Off an accident. Well, not an accident because nothing is coincidence. But, like, without it being intentional, it just happened. And then it happened to be just raw talent that they stumbled up on. from my stance, and I've said this to you guys before, but the quality, like the quality of the music that they're making is top tier for them to be so young. The way that he know how to place the drums, where to place them, the way that he actually rides the beat, because a lot of artists hear sound, and it's not like they sound the same, they rap off beat. But his cadence, and for me as an artist, is always the delivery. So when you said that you don't know how to, you know, you're not social, you don't know how to really express yourself, I could tell in your music, because that's when your delivery is the strongest. And you have a very powerful voice, and that beat, like you two are like Zay and Gucci. You know what I'm saying? Like it just match. You know what I mean? It matches. And it's important for y'all to understand that if y'all don't know anything else, I want y'all to understand this. I'm glad that it happened. I'm grateful to have y'all as my students, and I'm eager to see where y'all go from here. Because y'all still young. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, so when people in the older generation question the influence of music, this is what it does.
This is what it
does. It gives them something to do.
Come on.
It doesn't matter the context of what they're making.
Yes.
What they could be doing besides music is what the issue is.
And to your point, Meech, I'm going to piggyback off of that, right? Well, not piggy because I don't like pork, but I'm going to double back off of that. Me personally, I get tired of the criticism, because if you want them to make different music, change the environment.
Yeah.
As adults, we have responsibilities to change the environment. When I was their age rapping, I rapped about certain stuff because that's where I grew up. That's what I've seen. It's just like Easy and everybody else were reporting live from the streets. And let's be clear, nothing was wrong with what they said. I actually think it's dope. And I think that it matches their persona. His name is May. He got that vibe. Baby Debo, he got that vibe. Yeah. And they're not doing it in a way where they're, you know, is overly threatening or overly offensive.
I don't think the music, the context or what the music even, it doesn't matter. It's if they was working on cars trying to be mechanics.
Yes.
And they was listening to the gangster rap music, would it matter?
Come on. Come on now.
What I mean? Like what the type of music they listen to or the type of music that influenced them matter if they was doing something else? It would. That's the only thing that we concerned about.
That's
long
part.
As they not, long as they not actually taking upon what the music that we don't want them listening to. You know, taking upon the actions of what's in the music.
That song I love. I listen to in my car. It don't make as an adult. It don't make me feel like a way. It makes me feel like Jacket. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel youthful. It makes me want to have fun.
It go right along with the rest of the music.
With the rest of the music. And I'm 38, right? So, again, this is just a moment of clarity, because this platform is for the youth. Let's be clear. And I want them to be able to, the number one thing that saved me and made me successful was I never stopped dreaming, okay? No matter what you go through, no matter how, dream until you delusional. Because I promise you, one day it's going to happen. Keep dreaming until you're delusional. Block out all the nonsense. Every generation never understands the generation under them. This ain't new, you know? But either you are a part of the problem or the solution. I try to understand y'all, and now I do because I sit down and have these conversations, which is why I invited y'all on the show. So I want y'all to know I'm proud of y'all, for real. I'm proud of y'all. And we're going to get into how this song came about. We got to go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. We got Edwin Lee, a.k.a. May, Darius Ashford, a.k.a. Baby Debo in the building, 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, Digi Meech. We are live and direct. We got Notes for Notes students and Dr. Howard Fuller, Collegiate Academy students in the building, Edwin Lee, a.k.a. May, Baby Debo, Darius Ashford. We just hired Pape. Walk us through that process, both of y'all. Ed, we'll start with you. What was that process like making that beat?
I'm not gonna lie. I had made that after school. I was just sitting there, Darius and my after school teacher, Nick. It was talking, and I was
shout
sitting
out
there.
Nick Grace.
Shout out to him. That's my dog. Yeah. He the reason I made it this far. I can't believe I ain't give him no shout out.
Yeah.
He the reason I made it this far. Shout out to him. Yep. But him and Darius, they was sitting there talking, and I'm sitting at the big station. I'm just putting down a melody, and I'm like, and this low-key sound like baseball a little bit. So yeah. I had named the beat MLB.
It do sound like the base. Wow.
I had named it MLB because it sounded like a baseball interlude.
Yeah.
Like when they mid-game, you hear that sound?
Mm-hmm.
And as they talking, I'm like, the melody done. Time to throw some drums down. I throw the drums down. They shut up. Now they looking at the screen. Yeah. Now they seeing what I'm doing.
I had
made that beat in like 30 minutes. And after school, we in there for like
2-3 hours.
About 2 hours. Yeah. About 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I had made the beat in like 30 minutes while they talking. And as soon as I get done with that beat, he hop on and start spitting.
Come on now.
Yeah.
What's your process?
Really, that whole song was it was from off the top of my head, and Nick had to. At first, I was kind of, you know, nervous of rapping in front of Nick and Ed, but Nick just he just set me straight. Like, hey, it's only us in here.
Yeah.
So I wasn't as nervous to really rap in front of them, and you know, it just came out how it came out.
Before then, have you rapped in front of anybody?
Besides probably freestyling on the bus in middle school with my friends, no. But that was kind of different because, like, we all was doing it. So was like
fun.
Yeah.
That's, I'm telling you, raw talent, natural. Like, you can't make this up. How important, so we know at Howard Fuller, right, that you guys have a support system set in place with the adults to make sure that y'all have what y'all need.
Mm-hmm.
Not just at school, but outside of school. How important is it for you guys to get the adults in the older generation to understand what you're doing and that you need the support?
It's very important because with the reputation that this new younger generation is setting, a lot of old people don't want to support.
Mm.
And we have to be it's hard for the ones who are different and are trying to stick out to stick out, because we like, imagine in a room of kids putting their hand up.
Yes.
Like, teacher asked a question, a room of kids, all of them putting their hand up. All the kids in the front got the wrong answer, but you in the back and you got your hand up.
Mm.
But everybody he called on before you, they all said the wrong answer. Now, he getting tired of them saying the wrong answer, so he not going to call on nobody else.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So you in the back, you got the right answer, and you know you do.
Yeah.
But he ain't calling on you because he tired of everybody else giving the wrong answer.
Man.
So somehow we have to stick out and make sure that he call on us so that we can show him that we know what we doing. We got the right answer. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Let me ask, what does the adults get wrong about y'all generation?
I could say that they say that we too violent, but, you know, there's some truth to that. But I feel like they see the violent, you know, they see the violent group of like our generation, and they group us with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
how do you separate?
Yeah, like we can't separate ourselves. They just group us all in one bunch. Like, okay, 5 group of kids over there, they way too violent. Mm. Okay, these 2 kids right here, they're the same. They just like them. We're going to bunch them together.
There's no separation.
Yeah, there's no separation between
them. They look the same, so we're going to put them in the same group.
Exactly.
Mm. Man, listen, I appreciate that, because that helps me understand y'all more as well. Like, not just because y'all are my students, but the perspective, the analogy y'all gave is fire, because that's exactly what's happening. And we try so hard to have platforms like these so that the world can hear it, right? Even outside of this, my call to action would be for the listeners and people out there to, whether it's them or another youth, to really take heed to what's being said, because everybody likes to talk about the problems. Mm-hmm. This is going on. This was on the front page of the news. Da 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 da. Nobody's going to the direct source.
Yeah, like, do y'all even consider yourself YNs?
No.
No, not at all.
Why not?
I consider myself far away from that community. Because I don't do the stuff that they do that puts them in that category. Wearing certain clothes, wearing certain clothes, talking a certain way, talking to people a certain way, and like stealing cars, being a hothead. I'm one of the chillest people you're gonna ever meet. And like going out, being aggressive and acting like you just so arrogant, like you can't nobody touch you just because you have a weapon or you got plenty of people you could call up to handle something. To me, that is so lame. Like if you
that's trying to be grown and you know you're not. That's how I look at it.
To me, if you got a problem with somebody and you can't handle that problem one on one and you gotta call people up to handle that person for you,
yes,
it's lame.
Yeah.
Like if you and somebody fight or y'all threaten to fight and you say, I get 30 people to come up here and do you right now.
Yeah.
That's lame.
Yeah.
You can't handle it yourself.
Yeah.
You gotta get other people to do it for you.
Before we head out, y'all wanna get some shout outs?
Definitely shout out to Nick. Shout out to Nick Grace. Definitely.
Shout out to Nick. Shout out to Mr. Derek, the old studio teacher. He had got me in there before.
Yeah.
He the reason I'm doing this now. Shout out to God, definitely.
Yeah, definitely God. Shout out to my big brother that's outside the studio
Shout out to my brother right there. Definitely.
Y'all parents?
Definitely. Shout out to my parents.
Definitely my parents.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely my parents. I think my shout out to my mom for even trusting me to go to the studio over the summer, because if she ain't let me do that, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now.
That's right. Come on, man. Let's go. Thank y'all so much for joining in, and know that we're going to continue to support y'all however we can. All right. Tap in tomorrow, every day, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. with Meech and Jazz, 101.7 The Truth. Y'all have a safe night. Cully truck, I'm booting up. You see me with this Rossi, you gon' know what's up. You place me in that top 10, you know I'm one. Boy, I got my education, so I can't be done. I cannot miss this up. CAV, you know I'm smashing hard in my own lane. You gon' have some consequences if you try to touch my chain. Right hook, then the left, tourist jaw, out of frame. Circle X square, I got the cheat codes to the game. I'm starting up a business, I'm getting to these binges. You keep me out your mentions, and we won't have no issue. Crying cause I took his J, do you need a tissue? Feeling like I'm tough, I'm dropping hits just like a missile. It's just me and E and the SRT. Switching lanes, track hog be the G. You ain't catching me. See me on the E-way, ain't even know I'm speeding. Ayy, go against the grain, it's like committing treason. Suited like a meeting. It's just me and E and the SRT. Switching lanes, track hog be the G. You ain't catching me. See me on the E-way, ain't even know I'm speeding. Ayy, go against the grain, it's like committing treason. Suited like a meeting.